plans, but don't cover pre-existing medical conditions and other items. A Kansas public school district is trying to figure out how to keep school board meetings accessible online without hindering public comments. The Kansas City Star reports that the discussions in the Shawnee Mission School District in Kansas are coming after YouTube concluded that a video of a recent meeting spread misinformation about COVID-19 and then removed it. District officials say it was the first time one of their videos had been removed from YouTube. Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports. Pay them out to $15.15 per month for 1,000 finance. Limited power trade quantity. See dealer details. Expires 5/31/21.
A Wichita tax preparer has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for defrauding the Internal Revenue Service out of more than $100,000. Sonia Hernandez-Smith, also known as Sonia Raquel Vasquez, was sentenced Tuesday. She had pleaded guilty to one count after originally being charged with 20 counts. Hernandez-Smith admitted she knowingly prepared income tax returns that falsely claimed tax credits for children that her clients should not have received. The federal public defender had sought probation for Hernandez-Smith, saying a prison sentence was harsher punishment than necessary for the crime. If you missed it earlier in the week, people in Kansas will now be able to get beer and cocktails to go after the coronavirus pandemic, thanks to a measure signed into law by Governor Laura Kelly this week. The new law allows to go beer and alcoholic drinks from clubs, bars, and restaurants until 11 p.m., as long as the drinks are sealed in containers and clear bags that discourage tampering. And weather forecasters say things warming up this weekend. Mid-American Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraskans receiving Social Security income will pay less in taxes on that income each year until it's fully exempt in the year 2030 under a bill that won final approval from lawmakers. Legislators passed the gradual tax phase out on a 41-0 vote. It now heads to Governor Pete Ricketts, who is expected to sign it. The bill by Senator Brent Lindstrom of Omaha would reduce the taxes paid on Social Security income by 5% this year, 20% next year, and 30% in 2023. The exemption would continue to grow until it hits 100% in the year 2030. Mask mandates expiring in several of the state's largest cities as more people continue to get vaccinated for the virus. Lincoln's mask mandate expired yesterday. Omaha's disappearing at the end of next Tuesday. The state has seen infection rates come down as vaccinations have become more widely available. Mid-America Network News.
Isn't it great that the food you crave can be so good for you? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. Beef Month is a time to celebrate the farmers and ranchers who work hard every day to raise safe and nutritious beef. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by
Cattle Empire, in the heart of the beef feeding empire. Call them at 620-649-2235.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
KNDY recently spoke with Marysville High School principal Darren Schrader.
I just want to commend our staff and our students. They were all very resilient this year. We all know that it was some struggles at times, difficult at times, constantly changing, pivot and turning, but they were just so resilient and they handled it well. And, you know, we're going into the home stretch now and we've been given some of those freedoms back and they're really enjoying that. And I think for all the things that have happened, we had a very successful year, and they can all be very proud of themselves.
Was there anything that you felt was a big challenge this year?
I think the biggest challenge was the fact that a lot of times with the restrictions that COVID applied on the kids, that being able to be in larger groups, being able to have that time to socialize, being able to have to read people's faces and to communicate and have those type of relationships between them and the staff, I think that was one of the biggest challenges, that even though masks were needed for health, it just took away that relationships and the communication. And, you know, and communication was a big one for everybody because things were changing all the time and it was hard to stay consistent and things were happening and not always being able to explain right away. So, you know, those are things I think that going down, that it will help us become better and showed us some weaknesses probably, but just difficult to do because you just never knew what was going to happen the next day.
What were some of the high points of the year?
I think the high point of the year is we were all back together. We had school in session. We only missed 5 days where we went remote as a whole school. Kids were able to do the things they enjoy. They were able to hear and they were able to have art. They were able to have music. They were in band. And we kept all those things that our kids have a passion for. They were able to learn what the teachers in front of them. And then, you know, we were able to keep our activities going and we didn't miss out on a whole lot of things. Even though they looked different, were different, you know, we were able to do those things and they were able to have those opportunities. And then we were able to kick off and have a regular graduation yesterday to end it all and not have restrictions, and family were able to be there. So that was great.
What are some of the improvements and plans you have over the summer?
We're looking at some. We're kind of excited. Over the summer, we're looking at some things for our junior high to put in place to help them with the skills needed for their social emotional, for reading and for math. We are, as a group right now, focusing on what we're going to do with our math curriculum, which is kind of exciting. We have a summer school reading program that we're going to be doing, which that is exciting as well. We're looking at some opportunities over the summer to start getting involved even more in our workplace experiences with our juniors and seniors so they can start to really excel in some internships and some mentorships and looking at the post-secondary success route, trying to build those family and community connections to make everything relevant to them and help them to explore and to know what interests they are. So those are a few things that we're pretty excited about.
Any final thoughts on the year as a whole?
No, it's just always great to be a part of this wonderful Bulldog family, and we appreciate all the support from all community members, as we know that it's just unbelievable how much support we get from everybody, and the kids made it through, the teachers made it through. I think everybody's ready for a good rest over the summer and come back and build on the things that we know. We're going to be really focused next year on relationships and resiliency within all of us and build that and build the communication. So just been a great year for what we were dealt and very proud of everybody for making through it.
That was Darren Schrader, Marysville High School principal, reflecting on this past school year. Area obituaries. Richard David Turner, age 68, of Hanover, lost his fight with cancer in April. Visitation will be held Friday, May 21st, from noon until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary. A remembrance service will be 10 a.m. Saturday, the 22nd, at the Hanover American Legion. Arrangements by Hanover Mortuary for Richard David Turner. Rebecca Jane Becky Mick, age 74 of Wymore, passed away in her home May 19th. A private family graveside service will be held at the Wymore Cemetery. A register book will be available at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore on Friday, May 21st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Arrangements by the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore for Rebecca Jane Becky Mick. A memorial service for Elvira Repke, age 96 of Waterville, is planned for 2 p.m. Saturday, May 22nd at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, Inurnment Riverside Cemetery of Waterville, Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arraignments for Elvira Repke. Norma Jean Dreyer Van Dorn, 87 of Leeds, passed away May 18th. Visitation will be Sunday, May 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt. The family will receive friends from 3 to 6 p.m. Funeral service will be held 11 a.m. Monday, May 24th at Salem Lutheran Church near Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Arrangements for Norma Jean Dreyer Van Dorn by Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, meatloaf, baked potato, California blend, and apricots. Monday, pork fritter, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and peaches.
Eisenbarth Plumbing is ecstatic for the Seneca Citywide Garage Sales May 20th to the 22nd. Bring the entire family and come on out to find some great bargains and old things to treasure. Happy hunting from all your friends at Eisenbarth Plumbing in Seneca. Plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Hommas Trucking Incorporated reminds listeners that the Seneca Citywide Garage Sale starts May 20th. Come out and enjoy shopping for great bargains or finding that one item you've been looking for. From your friends at Hommas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. It looks like we'll see quiet weather across the area for this Friday, becoming mostly sunny, but we will see some clouds move into the area with a system that will bring us a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend. Another system will move across the area as we head into the early and middle parts of next week, bringing ongoing chances of showers and thunderstorms. Still muggy out there. We'll continue to see temperatures ranging in the 80s as we head over the next several days. So across the area, clearing skies, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, upper 60s with wind gust at 25. For tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms, 80 with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. We'll have isolated rain showers late. We'll see temperatures at 63. As we enter Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Don't count out the Wiz just yet. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After starting the season 15 games under 500, the Wizards' postseason chances seem slim at best. But Russell Westbrook continued to engineer the team's dramatic turnaround. Westbrook had a double-double, 18 points, 15 assists, while Bradley Beal chipped in 25 points. The Wizards thumped the Pacers 142-115 to clinch the final playoff spot in the East. Washington will face the 76ers in a best-of-seven series beginning on Sunday. Stanley Cup playoffs, looking to avoid going down three games to none. An unlikely hero breathed new life into the Panthers' postseason run.
Now up the right side, a chance. Here's Lomberg in a shot. He scores! The overtime winner! Ryan Lomberg wins it for the Panthers!
The call on WQAM. Ryan Lomberg's overtime goal lifted Florida past the Lightning 6-5 to take Game 3. In their first playoff matchup since 1979, the Canadiens pulled out all the stops in a Game 1 matchup with a fellow Original Six rival.
Matthews across the line, drops for Thornton, but he had it knocked away, and now there's a foot race. Sandin's going to have to hustle back. He can't get to it. There's going to be a penalty. They score!
On Sportsnet 590, Paul Byron's goal from his knees put Montreal ahead for good. The Canadiens held off the Maple Leafs 2-1. Toronto captain John Tavares was carted off the ice in the first period after he was kneed in the head. Maple Leafs coach Sheldon Keefe confirmed Tavares was taken to a local hospital and is alert. The Penguins top the Islanders 5-4 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. The Golden Knights cruise past the Wild 5-2 to also take a 2-1 lead in that series. Corey Connors leads the PGA Championship by two strokes after shooting a first-round 5-under 67. Brooks Koepka leads a six-way tie for second at 3-under. And old lefty Phil Mickelson sits in an eight-way tie for eighth, along with defending tournament champion Colin Morikawa at 2-under. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
A salute to the seniors in the class of 2021 from Marysville High School, from our KNDY Sports Booster Club members, Hometown Lumber and Hardware, S&S Service, Honeyman Auto, Kinsley Mortuary, Galloway Wiggers and Brenniger, and Blue Valley Technologies. This year's class includes Austin Harries, Jacob Haupt, Jack Hedke, Grant Holly, Augustus Howard, Weston Hubbard, Gabriel Ketter, Benjamin Kirkland, Michael Largen, Ross Latta, Davis Lee, Ian Markworth, Mackenzie Martin, Darren McLaughlin, Jordan Neatfell, Briar O'Neill, Hannah Pering, and Gavin Pieschel. A salute to the class of 21 at Marysville High School, from Dave's Body Shop and R&K Service, Sunflower Community Credit Union, Raymond Farmers Mutual Insurance, Legacy Carpet Cleaning, and JD Construction. A special salute to our Sports Booster Club winner this year, Ben Kirkland.
Subway is proud of the graduating high school seniors from the local communities. Receiving a diploma is the first step toward a bright and promising future. Remember, the hardest goal to achieve is the most satisfying. Make your dreams come true, and good luck to the class of 2021. Subway in Auburn. Eat fresh. Gertis Minor Funeral Home salutes the February 2021 graduates. These young people are excited to start new educations and career goals. Congratulations, and may each careful step lead to success and happiness. Gertis Minor Funeral Home in Fairbury, providing caring professional service for over 25 years.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The North American Meat Institute is defending its members against allegation of wrongdoing in the cattle market. The response follows a closed-door meeting between livestock and farm groups focusing on ways to improve cattle market transparency and a letter from Republican lawmakers to the Department of Justice. The lawmakers requested DOJ continue its investigation regarding cattle market manipulation. In reaction, Meat Institute spokesman Sarah Little said in July of 2020, USDA analyzed the effects of the 2019 Holcomb fire and the pandemic, finding no wrongdoing and confirming the disruption in the beef market was due to devastating and unprecedented events. She pointed to several announcements to build new packing facilities or expand capacity that will increase cattle slaughter capacity roughly 4%. In the letter to DOJ, the group or Republican lawmakers said, while black swan events do not always prove wrongdoing, additional attention can reinforce confidence in the system. The Blue Jackets heading back to Indiana. The National FFA organization announced yesterday they will hold their annual in-person convention this fall in Indianapolis. The event traditionally brings about 65,000 attendees. It will take place October 27th through 30th. Expected in-person events during the convention include American FFA degree ceremony, career success tours, competitive events, delegate business sessions, entertainment, the National FFA Expo and shopping mall, general sessions, student and teacher workshops, and the National Days of Service. In addition to the in-person event, the organization will also offer some virtual programming, including student and teacher workshops in the virtual FFA Blue Room, National Days of Service, and the streaming of the general sessions. For more information, visit convention.ffa.org. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Well, friends, as we watch the old calves walk on down the road, we just fed them just a little bit of grain and tried to coax them up here to where they'd like people. Boy, sometimes it's hard to get cattle to do that. But in any event, we've got some pretty nice grass for them, and that's important. And the price, a little scary for these particular animals right here. We bought them just 2 or 3 weeks ago, want to put weight on them. And if the price goes down, all we're doing is exercising ourselves. But, and the price is going down for these kind of animals for October, November sales. Reason? High grain prices. So where there's good news on the farm, there's always bad news. And I just can't get all the good news to gather together at one time. But in any event, we do have a lot of good news. Although, as we talk about that, you know, grain prices, the highest they've been in 100 years, it seems like to me. I've never seen anything like it. Nobody has ever seen $7 wheat at this time of the year, and we're going to be looking at some wheat here in a little bit. It's just now starting to head out here in South Central Kansas. But along with that nice $7 per bushel wheat, which we never thought we'd get, comes unbelievable raises in input costs. I mean to tell you, we've got fertilizer that's tripled. Herbicides, pesticides, all those kinds of products that farmers use to control weeds in corn and soybeans that they're just now planting, not only is up in price, but sometimes you can't even get it. And that's the case with a lot of things, all the way from cars and trucks, but not meat. We've got it supplied pretty well yet, and it looks like the numbers are going to hold us up as far as that part is concerned. I don't think the grocery stores need to worry about limiting the amount of meat that people buy. See you on the next Techline Report.
We growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from the AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic performance and data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135, Mound Ridge.
MarysvilleLivestock.com is your up-to-date resource for upcoming sale dates, early consignments, and sale day results. Go online anytime from your computer or from your phone. And remember, you can now register to get an online bidder number at LMAauctions.com with details on the Sale Barn website. Or give manager Greg Bennett, his staff, or any of their fieldmen a call direct. Cattle sales every Thursday with consignments and now results as well online at MarysvilleLivestock.com.
As former President Kennedy once said, nothing compares to the simple pleasure of riding a bike. We hop on two wheels and take a ride on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 21st, the 141st day of the year. Actor Raymond Burr was born on this day, and in 1819, bicycles were first seen in New York City. At the time, they were called Swiftwalkers, but it wasn't until 1955 that May 21st was recognized as National Bike to Work Day by the League of American Bicyclists. It's also endorsed by the American Medical Association as a great excuse to lessen the chance of stroke, heart attack, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and arthritis. Between 2000 and 2011, the number of people who started biking to work rose by 47%. Not only does it give your automobile a break, it saves money on fuel. So put the pedal to the metal. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports Good Friday. A Mark Contreras ninth-inning home run was not enough as the visiting Wichita Wind Surge rally fell short as Tulsa held on 4-3 to take a 2-1 lead in the series. Tulsa's Aaron Oceanbine earned the win and Brian Sammons took the loss for Wichita. The Wind Surge now 9-6 on the season. They continue the road trip tonight with Game 4 against the Tulsa Drillers. First pitch set for 7:05. After a day off yesterday, the Kansas City Royals back in action tonight. They begin a 3-game series against the Detroit Tigers. First pitch in that matchup is set for 7:10. Lee Evans, the record-setting sprinter who wore a black beret as a sign of protest in the 1968 Olympics, died Wednesday at the age of 74. He was the first man to crack 44 seconds in the 400 meters. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Lance Leipold and his new coaching staff are scrapping the playbook. Kansas football is going to see new offensive plays, a new defensive scheme, and starters could be getting changed around. Even the five coaches who are already with the team are going to feel as though they're part of a new program. Not all of the pre-existing KU football staff liked the drastic change, and not all fit what Leipold is trying to instill in the program. That's what led him to bring in five new coaches that he worked with before. Now to round ball, Oklahoma State announced this week it signed former Kansas guard Bryce Thompson. The 2020 McDonald's All-American started his final three games as a freshman for Kansas. He scored 12 points against Gonzaga and 11 at Texas. He was the Gatorade Oklahoma Boys Player of the Year following his junior and senior seasons at Tulsa Booker T. Washington High School. His addition to the team should help Oklahoma State fill some of the void left after guard Cade Cunningham's decision to leave for the NBA. Mid-America Network Sports.
C&K Services wishes all the athletes on the Sabetha High School track team good luck at the upcoming track meet. We know the boys and girls will race, jump, and throw their way to victory. Let's go, Blue Jays, from your friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha. Proud to support the local athletes.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have clearing skies, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, upper 60s, with wind gusts at 25. For tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms around 80. We'll see wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight 63. And Sunday, we'll continue the chance of showers and storms. Right now, it's 64.
KNDY.
One for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Jolene, with more on the way from Travis Tritt. Olivia Newton-John got Ed Bruce coming right up to
the Black Squirrel Cities.